Can you talk a little bit about what your current algorithm is for management in the first line setting and where you think things are heading over the next, let's say, 2 or 3 years?
Right. It's a great question. So we're members of NCCN. We have guidelines in 2008. We're about to revise them next month. So let me give you my sense of where things are. So let's first look at what we'll call the previously untreated patient. And let's assume that this patient either did or did not have a nephrectomy. For the younger patient without comorbid disease who is interested in a durable remission and can receive safely high-dose IL-2, it should still be part of the algorithm. Those patients are infrequent, but still, for a selected patient population, high-dose IL-2 should be an option.
And just parenthetically, what kind of numbers do you give to patients like that?
Very simple. If I treat 100 patients with high-dose interleukin-2, selecting them based upon clear cell, no comorbid disease, good end organ function, I tell them there's a 2 in 10 chance of having a response, and about 50% of the people that have a response can have a durable response, the answer being somewhere between 5 and 10% of everybody that's treated.
Durable being how long?
Well, we now know that we have 10 and 15-year survivors.
And when they ask you about the downside?
I tell them that it'll be the worst experience of their life. They should only receive it at a center where it's been given to hundreds of people. They should not be the new person on the block. They should receive it in a high-dose inpatient ICU-like fashion. And that they'll know after one cycle or 2 5-day hospitalizations whether they're going down the right path, because if you don't see some benefit after the 2 5-day hospitalizations, more treatment is not going to get you anything.